Promised Land on the Saturday Cafe. Rita Hosking. And joining me in the studio is Rita Hosking and Rachel Harrington. Welcome to you both to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us. It's a pleasure.
I have been listening to both of your CDs this last week to kind of, you know, warm up and get prepared. And it makes absolute perfect sense that you're touring together because it seems like, in a way, although you're from different places, you're writing the same type of music. You're not writing Americana, folk rock, whatever you want, folk country, whatever you want to call it, about the generic small town America. You're writing about actual places and actual people. You know, Rita from Northern California, Rachel from her Oregon upbringing, and from Washington. It's like real stories in there. It makes me curious. How do you find those stories? How do you make them into songs? Do you ever run into a story that's too personal to make into a song?
Go ahead. Wow, too personal. Yeah, you know, I always refer to that kind of song as more like a journal entry rather than proper song material. And I, you know, I confess I do write them, but then I don't usually end up playing them for anybody. But you know, in terms of finding stories, I was born and raised here in Eugene, studied the Pacific Northwest and the West in general in college, and so have always had a real love of history. And so I'm always reading history books and memoir, and finding interesting characters whose, you know, you sort of wonder what, you kind of start to fill in the gaps, and you wonder what their motives were, or learning about their lives and just wanting to give voice to that.
Yeah, the history thing is we have in common, certainly, because I was a history teacher. I am sort of a history teacher for junior high. And so I read a lot of that. I'm entranced by stories of old. But most of the songs I write come from, I think, from my childhood and folks that I knew. There are a lot of characters in there that all knew each other. It was a pretty small community. But and I don't think any stories have been too personal yet. I've written some stories that I had some concern. What's my father going to say when he hears this? A couple of those, but it went over okay. It's gone over all right. It's good. It's actually a little cathartic. It's kind of a family therapy experience to write personal songs and then put them out there,
see how they go over or not.
Yeah, exactly.
We should probably have a song at this point so we can hear what I'm talking about. What shall we hear, in fact?
Sounds good. I think I'll play a song called Karen Kane off my most recent CD, City of Refuge. It's a song about a woman who left her home in San Francisco and ended up in Alaska as a prostitute during the gold rush years.
Shovel, a pick, an axe, and a hoe. Cast my lot with the Yukon gold. Pockets full of greed and lust. Angels in the devil's dust. A cross quill could pass with an old pack mule. Miners and men calling me a fool. A woman like you shouldn't break no sweat. Woman like me just running to forget. Karen Kane, come back again. The bed you left unmade is cold. Oh, that child taken so young, a life unlived, a song. That midnight sun in Dawson Town is all I want for a wedding gown. To give my best to Napoleon Jack, tell him I ain't. Thank you. cut your stuff when you flash that loot in your mug plug shoes and your Mackinaw suit. Pockets deep on a Klondike King, about enough to make a harlot sing. Karen King, come back again. The bed you left unmade is cold. Oh, that child taken so young. A life and midday song unsung. But that midnight sun in Dawson Town is all I want for a wedding gown. Give my best to Napoleon Jack, tell him I ain't never coming back.
Rachel Harrington on the Saturday Cafe, Karen Kane. She and Rita Hosking are performing tonight up in Salem. We're kind enough to stop en route at the Saturday Cafe. Rachel, your most recent album is a live one recorded in the Netherlands?
It is.
How the heck?
Well, I've been touring overseas quite a bit the last, the last two or three years. I've spent big three-month-long tours in the UK, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, and it just so happened that one of the shows we played in the Netherlands, and I guess that was in 2008, where the concert was actually recorded. Just turned out to be a wonderful recording of the show, and so decided to put it out as a live CD.
There's actually a Dutch country music label that's been releasing some really excellent American performers performing live in the Netherlands. Strictly Country, Robin and Linda Williams are out on it, Jonathan Edwards, Sy Khan. It makes sense to me that I know that the audience for the music is there. It's just a little surprising at this point in your career that you're touring the grand halls of Europe.
Yeah. No, it's been great. You know, I played the Bob Harris show in England, and he's got a huge, huge radio show. He's quite a legend over there. He has been on TV and radio since, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. He had the Beatles and the Stones and all sorts of folks on his show. So he's definitely been around. So, but it's been great to be touring around and seeing some of the world just playing music.
So how did your two paths cross? It's not like you're touring in the exact same circles, or are you?
Well, that's a good question. How did we get together for this tour, Rachel?
Well, it's kind of funny because we actually just met last month, but we've only just gotten in. You know, Rita just showed up in town yesterday. We played our first show together last night, and since then we've been getting to know each other, and there are an awful lot of parallels, not only in our music but in our lives and our backgrounds. So it's been interesting.
And I guess the booking agent from the Americana agency put us together.
Oh, it's a match made in the office.
It was a good idea. Yeah,
he thought it would be a good idea, and as it turns out, we're kind of two peas in a pod, so it's working out pretty well.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me musically when your songs seem like they ought to fit well. Have you started singing on each other's songs yet?
A little bit. We had our first rehearsal yesterday.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to see if Rachel would sing on the one I'm going to play.
Which one would that be?
It's called Precious Little. And it's actually, speaking of personal stories, it's got a couple little pieces of personal stories in there. But really what it's about is how everybody's got precious little stories. Even if you don't feel like you don't have much else, you've got stories.
So it's precious little things, not that you've got precious little of them.
Right.
I like that. You have a way of making every word count. I was mentioning it before we went on the air, the difference between Promised Land, which is the title of the track I played, and Promised Land. And it's like one of them holds out the promise but doesn't necessarily give it, and the other is assumed that you've gotten what was promised?
Yeah, in a way, I guess Promise Land worked for me more as this was a land of promises. You know, it's about the days of logging, and where I grew up, that was what it was all about. Except we were in the 70s and 80s, we were in the huge logging depression.
Right,
so,
we've heard about that up here.
Yeah, I know that. I think some people in Oregon know what that is. So you want me to do this song?
Would you please?
Sure. So this one is on my new record. It's a record I made in Austin with Rich Bretherton of the Robert O'Keefe Band, and he did a nice job. So Rachel's going to sing along.
Though my mountain's far away, the room hears my despair. I got precious little. Come pull up a chair. Like that time back in 32, we packed up on the road. Daddy drove from town to town for work with the blankets and a stove. Though my mountain's far away, the room hears my despair. I got precious little. When Pa shot the bear that ate our buck, couldn't even keep the hide. The state agents came and took it all, but they could not take his pride. Though my mountain's far away, the room hears my despair. Don't take you on travels far and wide. Just you reach down into the treasures you got inside. Though your mountain's far away, you got a story.